It's we call Commissioner's Court to order now. The judge is away for a second, and it's interesting. He's a county judge, and he's doing his duty to go on jury duty, and for some reason, somebody select him, so all I can say is God bless him. And we will start the court by having Commissioner Weaver do the invocation and Commissioner Senegal do the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to go just a little bit out of order since the judge may be back up. And we will start off with, excuse me, the tax assessor collector's office, and Kathy is retiring. And if you don't mind, I think I also, Kathy, would you come up and have, did I see the new tax assessor? Yes. Ms. Getz, would you come up to the front with her and stand with her? We appreciate that. Commissioner Senegal will read the resolution. And it's good to have all the members of your staff here with you today.
Thank you. Whereas Kathy Kellis has devoted 26 years and 7 months of her life to service of the taxpayers of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Kathy Kellis served admirably in the position as Director of Delinquent Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Kathy Kellis dedicated her talents and services to the task of collecting current and delinquent property taxes, scheduling and directing delinquent tax sales, and many other activities necessary for the daily function of the county tax office, and whereas Kathy Kellis is a loyal, hardworking employee and goes above and beyond to provide excellent customer service and will be sorely missed by her co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Kathy Kellis for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
And Kathy, you know, he didn't tell like it was. It says down here, 26 years, 7 months, 3 minutes, and you're ready to go.
Yes. Thank you.
Kathy, I would just like to say, and I've known you for many, many years working for the county, and you've always been very, very helpful and courteous, not only with our employees, but with our citizens, and providing good customer service to the tax office, and you're going to be greatly missed.
Thank you.
Well, I was at school in Lubbock a couple of months ago and was moved from Lubbock to Dallas. Had bad weather, and so the plane was canceled from Beaumont, Fort Arthur to here, and three other guys standing around. We got to talking, and said his wife worked for the county, and we decided to rent a car and drive back down here in a horrible storm. I found on my iPhone that there was a van available. I told them it was over at the Haven place. So we went to get the baggage, two of us, and he and another guy, her husband, went to get a rental car. And when we got over there, instead of getting the van, he got a Ford Mustang Fastback. And I had to ride in that thing like this for 7 hours on the way home. So I hope that,
you let him pick the car. That's where you screwed up.
My chiropractor. Now, Kathy, you have been a blessing to the citizens of Jefferson County. You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Certainly be sorely missed. So we call the best chiropractor.
you, Judge. Well, I just wanted, I've worked with Kathy since she started, and we have been through a lot together, good, bad, ugly, otherwise. But she has always been so dedicated. She's got a great work ethic, which we will miss greatly. She's been a great asset to the citizens of Jefferson County and to the tax office, and we will miss her a lot.
I don't have much to say, which those of you who know me are probably surprised, but just thank the county for giving me the opportunity almost 28 years ago to come to work for them. It's a great place to work. Stress that to all our new young hires. You know, once you get in here, work really hard and keep it because it's an awesome place to work. My coworkers have been just tremendous. And starting in January, I'll be working with the county in a little bit different vein, working in the private sector, but it'll be working with the county on the sheriff's sales staff still. So I look forward to that. Thank you.
We have to do a vote on it.
Okay. With that, Allison, you.
Well, I just don't want anybody to think that Kathy decided this after I took office 4 days ago. But even though I don't really know you that well, it's going to be a huge, huge loss to our office. But we appreciate everything that she's done, and we're going to miss her a lot.
Thank you.
So we will now ask for the motion and a second.
So move.
All in favor, motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passed unanimous. And somebody got smart because they let the judge come back. You know, this guy, I guess, realized that he wanted to get off, and he knew having a judge on the jury was going to be a problem.
Yeah, I apologize for my tardiness, but I was selected for a jury in the criminal district court, Judge Stevens Court, and looks like I'm going to get a break. So is that the only agenda item y'all have done, Commissioner? Okay, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider. She does get a flag. I'm so sorry. Let us take care of that. Normally, Loma reminds me of that because I forget. It's not her fault. It's my fault. All right, items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for a term contract for cafeteria service with Jefferson County Courthouse with John Pauls for an additional 1 year term from January 22nd, 2015 to January 21st, 2016, with the option to extend for 4 additional 1 year terms. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 1 for the Jefferson County New Health Clinic, which is funded by Hurricane Ike Round 1 disaster funding, with NNT Construction for an increase of $22,060.57 for on-site drainage and collection piping to meet City of Port Arthur requirements, underground conduit relocation, addition of junction box to meet energy requirements, addition of a sink in the laboratory to meet health department requirements, and to locate and reroute existing water line to meet City of Port Arthur requirements, bring the contract total up to $60.57, and that will increase the days of completion from 300 to 315 days. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is to receive and file an executed air monitoring site agreement between Jefferson County and Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have three items. Item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the district clerk for the replacement of 10 computers in the amount of $15,000. Item B is consider and approve utilizing funding from capital projects for Ford Park parking lot to be used for repairs of 250 pavilion seats at a cost of approximately $25,000. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 401-266 through 401-476. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, my question would be for Mr. Rayo, just making sure that we still have the availability of funds to finish that parking lot.
We have the availability of the remaining funds. We'll keep our fingers crossed as to whether we can finish it or not, but we'll get it.
Okay. Patrick, do we have any way of to making sure that we have this parking lot done, because it is paramount knowing the problems that we have there? Do we have any way of making sure there's some funding somehow?
Yeah, I think we can look at some of the other areas and
any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider the resolution approving action of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to a 19th supplemental trust indenture and security agreements and relating to the remarketing of its Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC project series 2010. We'll take that item separately. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Item B is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge.
Judge, I'd like to make a comment about item one. I apologize. I visited with Mr. Salazar for a brief second after that industrial group meeting we just had. I looked him in the eye, and he understands where I stand. Don't you, Mr. Salazar? Salazar, and one of these things, I was raised old country boy. I'm responsible for my constituents as well as my word, and I hold that dear to me. So what we talked about, I would like to extend my another olive branch that you're going to have your word and keep your word and on a handshake. I'm not big on the remarketing process and all these things, but what I know is Port Arthur has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state, if not the nation. And I take that very serious, that I'm going to impact that before I leave this office. And I want you to understand that it's not only my obligation as an elected official to impact that, but every company that come before me and ask me to support them in any bond indentures or whatever they ask for, abatement agreements, in lieu of work agreements, whatever, 381 agreements, I'm going to hold them accountable. And your word means a lot to me. You gave it to me the first day, and I'm going to hold you accountable that you gave it to me again today. Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? That item's passed, so we'll move on to item B and C. Item B is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute a GLO contract number 13242-007440 for the KEPRA contract number 1530, amendment number 1 under the Texas Coastal Management Plan, and that is a Coastal Erosion Protection and Response Act grant to assist in preventing erosion along our Jefferson County coastline. Item C is consider authorizing county judge to execute amendment to general land office contract for Hurricane Ike disaster funding of the Port Arthur Health Clinic. Do I have a motion on items B and C? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county tax assessor collector, we've done that one. Under engineering, item A is considering possibly approve preliminary plat along with the construction plans for Ridgecrest Unit 4A. That project's located in precinct number 2 and in the extraterritorial jurisdiction for the city of Beaumont. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Kinder Morgan Texas Pipeline LLC for the distribution of natural gas along Dishman Road crossing Keith Road. That's located in precinct number 1. Item C is considering possibly approve an overweight vehicle permit for Rutherford Oil Corporation to transport drilling rig to a site located off Garner Road, and that's located in Precinct 2. Do we have a motion on those items under engineering?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I believe that that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the Commissioner's Court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we will adjourn from Commissioner's Court, and we will convene into a workshop after the court immediately to hear a presentation from Mr. Mark Viator and representatives of the Jefferson Energy Companies that relate to some projects which were partially financed by some Hurricane Ike industrial development revenue bonds. So, Mr. Viator, or whomever, please help yourself. We'll take about a 2-minute break to allow them to set up.